I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
John Schuster, Coldwell Banker Hotline. Harrigan, let's just get into it. There's no satisfying Shaletta. She starts, like, we got a checklist where we have to do photos. Why haven't you called me yet? Then when we call her, the phone rings and rings and rings. I mean, by the time we come on, because we have 8 billion commercials on this radio station, 99% of them are, oh, yeah, Jason. And look, if it brings revenue, let's go. I'm all in. Let's go. So we don't want to leave you on hold for 6-7 minutes. So then when we call you, Harrigan, what happens? What'd you call her? What? You're gonna let not gonna call? Wait, what, are you gonna wait on me? Yeah.
Is that his impression of me?
Yes.
Is that your Shaletta? Is that your Shaletta?
Do it again.
Sounded pretty good.
I thought it was phenomenal.
It was really good. I mean, it was almost perfect. I thought it was me. I was like, did he record our conversation? You are channeling your inner black woman, and I appreciate that.
Listen,
I really do. I appreciate.
When
it.
I think of Dave Harrigan, one thing comes to mind: an inner black woman.
Well, you know, he spent a lot of time with me because, you know, they trusted me at CCO Radio to train the new producers since I'm such a hard worker there. And so when Dave Harrigan came in, I took him under my wing to, you know, make sure that he did things the right way. You know, how the producers at CCO Radio work really hard and booking, you know, the top-notch guests and everything and you know, the whole schedule and the layout and, the, you know. So I wanted to make sure that he did things the right way. So I took him under my wing and trained him as best I could. And so that's, you know, that's why he can channel me like that, because we spent so much time initially together as I was getting him prepared for the role of producer.
Dave, how would you, as an individual who produced at other stations, but had not been under the tutelage of Shaletta, what are kind of some of the highlights when Shaletta was becoming your mentor?
You know, Chad, there's so many, it's really hard to name it. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when Donald Trump is asked about his favorite Bible verses, you know? You really can't. It would be an insult, you know, to some of the lessons she did teach me to talk about the other
to
ones.
To just narrow
really.
It down.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it was so vast.
Yeah.
So vast. But the one thing that I did, you know, we talked about, you know, self-care. You know, I'm very big on self-care while I'm working.
No,
you know,
kidding.
While I'm on the clock.
You're high on self-care 48 hours a day. I mean, like, seriously. I mean,
oh my God.
The highlights were sometimes I'd say, where are we at with fill in the blank? And she'd look at me and go,
I'd be filing my nails, Dave. And it's so funny because he would really try to encourage me because he didn't want me to get fired. I was already on probation for sleeping on the job, okay? Lindsay Peterson probably shouldn't got rid of me 90 days in. Really, really, like, I woke up and there were people standing over me. I was knocked all the way out. And so Chan was like, okay, you know, let her come on over here. We'll give her another chance. And so, Dave, he'd be like, so Shaletta's working really hard to get the us a guest. He's saying this live on the air, and I'm like, what Shaletta is he talking about? Is there another chick around here? Name Shaletta, because I'm not working hard on this at all.
She be tweeting that I was a racist about something. I have no idea what she's... I'm not even sure what we're talking about. All of a sudden, I'm looking at Twitter. This is before I was actually on Twitter. And all of a sudden, these people I know are like, I never would have guessed Chad's away. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, we talked about 20 athletes. We must have listed 20 athletes who are divas. One was Serena, and all of a sudden, because one of the 20 was a black woman, I was basically a Klansman.
How dare you?
I mean, like, what about the other 19 white guys I mentioned?
That wasn't going to get me no clicks, okay? The other 19 white guys was not going to get me the 180,000 clicks that I needed, okay?
Yeah.
I think in the history of CCO Radio, next to my interview with Lil Nas X live on the air.
Yeah, on the wrong show.
On the wrong show, this show's no longer available.
Yeah.
That is the second most clicked on.
Thank you.
On CCO Radio.
Yeah.
Being a racist.
Yeah.
That was it.
Exactly. And then the 2 months later, I'm going to war with our lying program director to keep you here. I mean, honestly, what is wrong with me?
And then Dave, he is really a glutton for punishment because after the whole racist incident, he really tried to do things the right way. He called me in a room, and, you know, he tried to have a conversation with me. You know, he didn't do it, like, out in public. And it was like, Shlut, I think we need to talk. I was like, uh-huh, what is it? He was like, you know, what you did was really misleading. I was like, okay.
Yeah. Honestly.
Like, but you know that that's not really, you just took like a, it was clickbait, and you just took like a little segment and put it out there just for people to click on so you could get your, that's what I did.
Everybody else I would have screamed at, I felt like we were developing a friendship. I liked you on air. Little did I realize, all of a sudden, I'm getting hammered by people nationally. It even still bugs me, the local people. Oh, geez, I've known it for a long time, and never would have guessed. Well, that's because it's not true. But,
Dave, Jemele Hill, Carrie Champion, like every black woman in sports. Leah B. Olsen was sending me a text on the side like, is this really Chad?
Yeah.
Really?
Leah, who I've known for 30 years. I mean, honestly. She didn't buy it. I know that. Okay, let's pause. We got to get to the seriousness. So we had fun here. But what happened to Tyree Nichols and how this is playing out and – when you're hearing the Memphis police chief and what she is saying about this video, trying to prepare the country for what all of us are going to see, Major Garrett telling us last hour that even as of yesterday, the Colorado governor was told to prepare in case there are protests and unrest all across the country. Let's talk about what is taking place. Indefensible, and rightfully so, murder and kidnapping charges for the five fired Memphis police officers. Back on this immense topic in moments with Shaletta.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We continue with Shaletta. The country is trying to sturdy itself for what we're going to see. This video will be released our time, 6 o'clock. Tyre Nichols was murdered by 5 Memphis police officers. Fired those charges against every single officer. Among the comments from the Memphis police chief today in a lengthy CNN Don Lemon interview, acts that defy humanity, disregard for life, and another person who's seen it saying this is worse than what happened to Rodney King. I don't know how you prepare. They're obviously trying to do it. They're consulting with the White House. They're trying to put this out later in the day.
Okay, can we just consult with the White House and some people so this doesn't happen again? I'm tired of trying to consult so that you can prepare us, the community, the world, for what we're about to witness. We've been here. We've driven down this block. We've seen this before. Can we get on the front end of this thing? You know, can we consult with the White House and get the experts in so we can stop things like this from happening? I got 3 boys to raise. I don't want to be at a news conference talking about how and why they died at the hands of police officers that you're supposed to be able to call to protect you. I don't want to have to stop and ask people not to riot because somebody killed my son and they had a badge on it and were sworn oath to protect them. We've got to stop being on the back end of this thing. We got to get on the front end of this thing and fix it once and for all. We can't keep doing this.
So what's going to slow it down?
Accountability. You know, and there's something to be said about police officers who live in the community that they serve.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you live and you are neighbors to people, you know them, they know you, they know your mama. Your teacher was the neighbor's grandmother. There's something to be said about police officers who live and work in the neighborhoods that they serve and having a connection to that neighborhood. It makes you think twice. It makes you behave a certain way when you know that your mother's bingo friend, a book club partner, is in line behind you or is watching you. You will have an accountability to that community. And I'm not saying that you can't live in Edina and work, you know, in Brooklyn Park. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is, what are we going to do to fix it? That's a start. And there has to be some accountability. And there has to be some better screening. And you know what? The police want you to snitch on your friends. They need to start snitching on their own damn friends. I'm so sick of police officers doing wrong, other police officers seeing it, and nobody saying anything. Nobody stopping it. There's no way they should have been able to do what they did to George Floyd and somebody not pull that man off of his neck. There's no way they should have done what they did to this child in Memphis. And one of those officers said, dude, this is a bad idea. That's enough. Let's stop.
Well, that's such a great point. Okay. And I'm going to make sure around 6 o'clock I'm going to watch it. And I may not watch it again, but I'm going to watch it at least that first time. And I do want to see, you know, because what do we hear all the time throughout when Chauvin and the video came out, when he murdered him? Yes, he murdered him. The questions of why didn't the other officer step in? And some of the defense attorneys and others talked about how difficult it is to step in with a supervisor. I'm sorry, it's your job. It is just it's an incredibly difficult job. So many of them are brilliant at what they do. But guess what? Others within that group, and it's a smaller group, but it's too prominent, are unwilling to step up and don't live up to their responsibilities. I want to see how this plays out. Why didn't one or two of them or three of them or all of them say, got it, he is under control, we now have him at a point we can apprehend him? Why didn't some level of humanity step forward? And here's another thing that stood out, and there's so many things stood out to me, this interview with the Memphis police chief, which I encourage mm-hmm. people to check out. They still cannot substantiate why Nichols was stopped in the first place.
In the first place. And we know why he was stopped. We say it all the time, and nobody wants to hear it, driving while black. You know, it's why when Sean has a busted taillight, I have an anxiety attack. I got a busted brake light right now, and guess what? I ain't going nowhere in the dark until somebody can get out there and change it. Why? Because I don't want to be driving while black. It's been a problem. It is a problem. It's going to continue to be a problem until we decide as a country that enough is enough and start holding officers accountable. Listen, if I watch you commit a crime and I am there and I don't do anything about it and you kill somebody, guess what, Chad? I'm accountable. I'm accountable just to be a good and decent human being. So you're telling me that if you are a police officer and you put on a badge and somebody is your supervisor, you are not accountable for being a decent human being? When we break it down to its lowest common denominator, you will watch a man or a woman die because you don't want to stop your supervisor?
Among the texts coming in, Cities One Plumbing talk and text line, 651-461-9226. Most recent one, don't the criminals have accountability also? Yes, when there is criminal activity and they are involved and they are resisting arrest or they are pushing back, that is a separate situation. So no doubt, if you are involved in criminal activity, let me remind you what I just said from the Memphis police chief. Even this far after what happened, and Nichols died a couple days later, they still cannot substantiate why he was stopped. Another text, because we talk race on this show. We talk open about it. You may not like it, but we bring up the topics. Hey, Chad, they're not just police officers. It was five black police officers. You and Shaletta have talked multiple times about it, white officers killing blacks. Make sure you get this straight. How about that part of the story?
It's a police problem. It's a police problem. It's a culture. It's a culture that we have to change, white, black, otherwise. There was a melting pot out there when they killed George Floyd. It could have been the damn UN. It doesn't matter what race the police officer is. It is a culture that needs to be changed. The blue shield doesn't have a race. If you see another police officer doing something that they're not supposed to be doing, can't you just wrap your arms around them? Can't you call into a supervisor? Can't you push them back? Can't you say stop? Can somebody be the voice of reason? There's no way me, you, and Dave Harrigan can go out here. Y'all commit a crime. I help y'all hide the body and go home and everything's okay. And I don't say anything. What? Those are the people y'all want patrolling y'all streets. Those are the people you want to call to help you in times of need. And then you wonder why black and brown people don't call police and don't have a good relationship with the police department. It's because things like this keep happening, and we keep wanting to blame the person who died. Listen, if you commit a crime, you ought to get arrested, just like Dylann Roof got arrested. He didn't get gunned down. He didn't get beaten to death. He got taken to a fast food restaurant, and he got taken to jail. We need to be able to do that as well for black and brown people.
Well,
you ought to be able to get arrested if you are suspected of committing a crime,
yeah,
without having to die for it.
So let me finish with this, and I want you to respond to. I still believe the overwhelming number of police officers are good to very good to great what they do. I do. I believe you also have individuals within that community, within the police group, who are not. And because of the implications and the power of that job, it needs to be discussed. That does not mean you're then saying all officers are this, all officers are that. But let's just acknowledge perspective. A lot of people listening to this station are whites who have not faced something like Shaletta and her family and other friends of mine were black. There are numerous times I've left places and found out from friends of mine how they were stopped when they didn't do a damn thing different than me. That doesn't mean every single time a person who is black or brown is only targeted because of it. But these are very notable instances and incidents that are backed up by data and also anecdotally. And just because it hasn't happened to you doesn't mean it's not happening. We can't only live our life, Shaletta, saying, well, this is my prism, this is my perspective, so it must not be any different for anybody else. That's insulting.
And, you know, change begins with a conversation. And part of the conversation is listening. Because your lived experience is not my lived experience. What your children have to go through is not the same thing that my children have to go through. And when I'm driving around and I realize I got a headlight out and I have a damn anxiety attack because it's getting dark outside, that's not even something you worry about. You know, we laugh all the time when we're in Cottage Grove and you know, we see somebody riding by with a busted headlight. I say, oh, look, they're living dangerously. And we laugh. It's a nervous laugh because we know that that's not a privilege that we're afforded. And when we start talking about privilege, these are some of the things that privilege involves. The courtesy and the luxury of grace from police officers when you are riding around with an air freshener in your windshield or you have a busted headlight or taillight. You're not afraid that you're going to lose your life for it. That is a real fear. And it has happened, and it will continue to happen until we say enough is enough and implement some real change and accountability for police officers who decide that they want to target certain communities and groups.
I have to go. I appreciate the time, whether it's the fun or the serious enough, the serious conversation we just had. Be well, send in love, and enjoy the weekend.
All right. Love you guys.
Shaletta Brundage here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Oh, I can assure you, some of the racists have crawled out of the dirt and have been sending texts here. They lack morals. Oh, yeah. Let's just go with the entire generalization about hundreds of millions of people. What a repugnant comment. And people are so clueless, so tone-deaf, so foolish, so racist, they're willing to go on their phone and text that here at a WCC Radio.
It's gutsy.
It's cowardice. It's just absolute cowardice. My guy Carter is like a brother to me. And so if Adam needs help, I'm going to help, just like everybody has people like that in their life. And Adam reached out to me about his sister, Sarah. Sarah is battling cancer. She has surgery next week. And they have a GoFundMe to help them out financially. And I get it. My ex-wife, Kathleen, has dealt with cancer the last couple of years. Cancer is insidious. It's still everywhere. And there are a lot of stories out there. This one just is different because he's my close friend. He's on this station. And if I can somehow help him out, like all of you would do with a close friend of yours, I'm going to do it. So I offered up a tweet about Sarah's GoFundMe, and I had a number of good friends who retweeted it to raise the profile. If you want to take 3 minutes, go to at Chad Hartman Show, click on it, click on the GoFundMe page, and I don't know, give $5, give $10, give $100, give $500. It would mean a lot to Adam's entire family. It would mean a lot to us. And I'm not saying this is the only person battling this, because I bet if we open up the phone lines, we could be here until we start the show again Monday, all these stories. So we're just taking this opportunity because this is Adam's sister. So if you want to help, if Adam's touched you, he's amused you, you like him, he's smart, you listen to him with Jordan, you listen to him on this show for 13 years, and you want to help, that would be greatly appreciated. Again, you can just find it by checking out my tweet, at Chad Hartman Show. Okay, let's change the topic abruptly, get to a few lighter items. Matthew Collar, he's going to join us at 2:05, and we're also going to get to the North St. Paul basketball decision. Among the items we're going to get to before this day is done. DeRussia, sounded like he might be staying home today. Didn't it sound like that? Maybe he was Friday in the Grove.
He's liking the Friday not having to commute back home.
Yeah.
To be 6 o'clock, boom, already home.
Boom, he's there.
Alyssa, I'm free.
Yeah. You know what Alyssa likes? When he's down here.
Good point.
Yeah. You know, and Jason demands the smoking jacket. The pipe.
I think he's a slipper guy, too.
I've become more of a slipper guy myself.
Really?
Yeah. Got to be honest, though. I think I've been wearing these slippers so much, they might stink a little.
That's the problem with slippers.
Yeah.
I can't wear them for more than 5 minutes, and the feet start sweating.
I put the slippers in the dishwasher. Not the dishwasher.
This dishwasher would be good, too.
Not a bad idea. I did this thing called a wash machine and a dryer. They were very loud in the dryer. Very, like, you know, yeah. They're going back and forth and stuff. And they were clogs. You know, they weren't Crocs. Crocs. What a terrible product.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's just awful.
My speaking of washing things, my wife washed one of my shirts that I wear frequently when I'm working out.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. We just had to work in. By the way,
I'm letting you know that
I work out.
It probably has more sweat and stink to it than normal shirt would as it goes in the wash.
Right.
She takes it out of the wash. This thing still stinks.
Yeah, throw it in the garbage.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, throw it in the garbage.
I felt it very insulted.
Yeah, accurate. Truth hurts. Truth hurts. So Jimmy Kimmel celebrated 20 years as a talk show host. I was going to watch the 9 o'clocker. They had a special. I forgot. We were doing stuff. We were watching, actually, Carla and I were finally watching Your Honor. Episode number 2, Bryan Cranston as the judge who has things go horrible in his life involving his son. I don't want to give away too much. I think it's underrated. Now, maybe I'm just in the tank for Cranston at this point, but we were watching episode number 2. Rosie Perez is now in it this year. Isaiah Washington is in it. It's very good. So we were not watching the Kimmel, but then I caught some of Kimmel, the actual show. They must have done like a highlight show, 9 to 10. And it had on the same guests from his first episode. Snoop,
mm-hmm.
Clooney, and Coldplay. I don't like Coldplay, so I didn't watch Coldplay.
Good choice.
I don't know. They've had a lot of success. Guess what? Much like Crocs, they don't care what we think of them. Coldplay doesn't care either. They're fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine that they're fine that we're fine. You know? I can't tell you the last time I watched a monologue of late night TV. Last time I watched either Fallon, Colbert, or Kimmel's monologue. Honestly, it's probably been years. But I will look for guests. And my pecking order when I'm clicking is Kimmel 1, Colbert 2, Fallon a distant third. Now, Fallon does some of the skits are funny. To me, there's almost too many skits, and I cannot handle fawning interviews. I just I get it. It's not Meet the Press. Closed circuit to Common. Flintstones, who are they? But it's just such a slurp fest. So I'm a Kimmel 1, Colbert 2, Fallon 3 of the big knocker late night talk show hosts. I will end up seeing their clips. I end up watching it more that way. The greatest talk show host, late night talk show host, without a doubt, without question, is David Letterman. I got it. Johnny invented it. And Johnny's amazing. David Letterman, for me, just made it better. Just made it better. And it's my sweet spot. The NBC show started when I was 17. I didn't miss... I didn't miss many episodes for a long, long time. I thought it was so damn good. I think NBC Letterman for me is one of my five favorite shows. CBS Letterman was good. I just don't think it was close. Now, would Letterman play? Would they have adapted right now? Hell yes. Would Johnny have adapted right now? Absolutely. Just like when people say this, oh, Boone and Erickson wouldn't have done this or Cannon wouldn't have done this. Those individuals were brilliant. They would have adapted to what radio is now in some way. So, late night TV, is it a priority for you at all? What causes you to watch it? What causes you to seek out a clip? And who's your favorite? Because Kimmel, 20 years, that's a... Most people would say, no, Jimmy Kimmel, what, 8, 9 years?
I was guessing maybe a decade.
Yeah. 20 years. Wow. They did a great thing where they showed him in 03 and then talking to him now as if they were having a conversation, and how the technology pulled that off, it's baffling. But it was very funny. Very funny. So late night TV. Dave Harrigan's going to tell me what he thinks of late night TV. I want you to tell me through a Cities One talking text, phone call or text. You still love it? It's meaningless. Why is it meaningless? Or who are you drawn to? 651-461-9226. The music theme today is songs with Handyman in the title, because we opened the show multiple segments. Very fun feedback from the audience, because Dave found the story where I guess the new place for gals to pick up guys is Home Depot. There is a video on the TikTok involving Home Depot pickup, $3.6 billion views. 3.6 views.
3.6 billion views.
Yeah, thank you. That was very poorly stated.
That's happened before.
I shouldn't be having the edibles at this point.
No, the drinking is an issue, too, yeah, during the show. Please start at 3.
God, why isn't Dan Kelly's open like at 1?
I'm sure you can make a special request. There's probably folks in there down right now.
We need
to
get
cleaning up, getting ready.
We need to get to know them a little bit. Because I think Fridays we should be allowed to drink while doing the show.
Why not just do the show
from Dan Kelly's?
From the bar.
Well, it's not as big a dump as this studio is, so that's probably a good idea.
I'm sure it's a lot cleaner.
Yeah, plus
a ton cleaner.
They have old Broadway pizza.
Oh, that's right.
We should know them well enough now that we have a little secret entrance to get to Dan Kelly's, where we can knock on the door. We're brothers. We're building brothers. Right?
Yes.
Let's go. I mean, so there's regulations, you know. Shh. Keep that on the down low.
Yeah.
Keep that on the down low. So people trying to get picked up at Home Depot, people trying to get picked up at Target. So because of that, Dave picked up the music theme of Handyman. Songs with Handyman in the title. That was Dolly. We're talking late night TV. For you, late night TV. You like it. You seek it out. You don't care where you're at.
I do not seek it out. If there's a clip that comes up on, you know, the YouTube feed or something that I'm interested, typically a guest, I'll watch. But I have not turned on a late night show in years.
Really?
Yeah. And part of that was because I was working early hours for a long time.
Yeah.
Having young kids, obviously, too. But if I had to choose now, Kimmel would probably be my first go-to. But after that, I'm not a Colbert guy.
You're not a Colbert.
I'm not a Fallon guy.
Colbert's too political? Or?
My issue with Colbert is I loved the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
And I loved him on The Daily Show.
Yep.
And
it's amazing how many people came out of The Daily Show.
Yep. It absolutely is.
It's such a long list of enormous stars.
Yes. And I mean, I just loved the, you know, him playing the character,
yeah,
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
And this version, it's not as funny to me.
Okay.
And it's very political, and it's, yeah.
It is a very political show.
You know before the monologue what the monologue's going to be about. You know, you mentioned Letterman. Yeah, he'd do the political stuff. He'd, you know, throw in a zinger about Clinton or whatever. But then there was always something that you didn't know was coming. Whereas, you know, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. I mean, I loved Letterman as a kid, the CBS show. I was too young for NBC. But the one that made me laugh more was Conan Late Night. And maybe that's just because that hit me in high school and college. And
right.
It was, you know, mandatory viewing every night.
Yeah, and that's kind of one of my sweet spot of Letterman too. I've added Coco, Team Coco, to the Sirius XM.
Mm.
I've been listening a little bit. Pretty damn funny.
Yes.
Among the texts here, late night TV is not trash. It's become all political. Record Kimmel and Colbert. Watch the next day. Can't stand Fallon. He has to be the center of everything. Colbert and Kimmel, they're the center of it. He's the host of the show.
Their names are on the marquee.
I mean, come on. Honestly, it's a joke of a product. When Johnny and Letterman went at it, it was all about being funny. Kimmel's monologue is do not miss. Number text on this. Thank you. Matthew Caller, next hour. Any questions about your heat? How about a free heat map analysis from Lindis Construction?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!